From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, September 8th, 2026. Hannaford Supermarkets has agreed to pay nearly $9 million to several hundred managers to settle a lawsuit over unpaid overtime wages. Ari Snyder has more.
The settlement, approved late last month, resolves a class action lawsuit brought by mid-level managers in Maine, New York, and Massachusetts. The initial complaint was filed in U.S. District Court in Portland in 2024 by Tasha Vai, a former Hannaford bakery manager who lives in Lewiston. Vai alleged Hannaford had violated the Fair Labor Standards Act and other laws by misclassifying department managers as exempt from overtime pay. Hannaford spokesperson Erica Dodge Katz said in a statement Tuesday that the company believes its classification of department manager roles has, quote, always been compliant with all state and federal laws. The settlement could affect over 1,200 current and former employees, according to court records. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The Mi'kmaq Nation has acquired 83 acres of additional tribal land in Aroostook County. The parcel abuts several acres of housing and community space in Connor. It will allow for infrastructure upgrades and give tribal members direct access to hunting, foraging, and other cultural uses. According to a written statement, the parcel was purchased by the Trust for Public Land after the owner offered it to the Mi'kmaq Nation. It's part of a grassroots effort to return more than 50,000 acres to Wabanaki communities. Earlier this summer, the Mi'kmaq Nation acquired a 3,400-acre parcel in a land return. A nurse who worked at Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston for more than 20 years is suing its parent organization for back pay. Catherine Gagnon alleges that Central Maine Healthcare improperly calculated overtime wages after it agreed to pay nurses and CNAs double to work extra shifts. Her attorney, Andrew Cotter, says the policy was implemented during the COVID pandemic and continued at least through August of last year.
Nurses who suspected something was going on because they weren't sure things were adding up, and you know, those who did confront administrators got sort of vague, evasive responses.
Cotter says that Central Maine Healthcare also deducted lunch breaks, even when nursing staff regularly worked through them. The lawsuit was filed roughly a year ago and is seeking class action status. A spokesperson for Central Maine Healthcare says the organization does not comment on pending litigation. Maine's first recovery high school for students with substance use issues opened earlier this month in the Upper St. John Valley. The school is based on campus at the University of Maine at Fort Kent and serves as a residence during the school week. Teacher coordinator Brooke Netto says she got the idea for the program through her experience both as a teacher and a police officer.
Seeing the drug problem in the area, I knew that it was really prevalent. And then teaching, I actually had some students like openly confess about their drug use. And it was like, okay, so this is hitting a lot closer and a lot younger than back when I was growing up.
Netto says the school is currently at half capacity with 4 students, but expects others to arrive during the school year. Visitor services at Acadia National Park were not affected by staffing shortages this summer, despite 60 full-time staff vacancies. That's according to Todd Martin with the National Parks Conservation Association, who says staff working in other areas of the park were brought in to help clean facilities, direct traffic, and address other visitor needs. But Martin says the shift has affected resource protection work at Acadia.
Important work to protect, you know, natural resources, historic and cultural resources. A lot of that work is not being done or at the speed and the pace and the level that it would have if the park were fully staffed and without, you know, the current funding challenges as well.
Martin says last year some areas of the park opened later because of layoffs and a federal hiring freeze. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, 50 years of the Common Ground Country Fair. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.